Zechariah Perek Gimel. We are in the middle of the Haftorah Roni V'Simchi that we lane on Parshas Baha'aloscha and on Shabbos Chanukah, relating as it does at the end in Perek Dalad to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdash. And here we are now up to the fourth vision that Zechariah sees. We've seen a vision of horses, a vision of four horns, a vision of a wall of fire surrounding Yerushalayim, and now a vision of a courtroom scene. Vayar Enias Yehoshua HaKohen HaGadol. And so he showed me, or he further showed me, a vision of Yehoshua, the high priest, Omed Lifnei Malach Hashem, standing before the angel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The HaSatan Omed Al Yemino Zlitano. And the Satan standing at his right, the accuser standing at his right to accuse him. So the first thing to understand, of course, is that the non-Jewish vision of Satan, the non-Jewish characterization of Satan as a force of evil of some kind, is completely unparalleled by what the Satan means in the Torah and in general in Jewish visions. There's not some kind of evil angel that was cast out of heaven. This is a malach who represents the prosecution in the heavenly court when the din v'cheshbon takes place, when the judgment takes place. The word Satan shows up in Tanakh about human enemies or impediments or obstacles to the Jewish people as well. Or sometimes even to a non-Jewish person. We know that Bilam at one point sees a malach who impedes the forward progress of his donkey, and Hinei Anochi Yatzasi LeSatan, the Malach tells him, I have come to impede you, I have come to prosecute you, I have come to find you guilty of doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do, to go to Balak. So the Satan is the accuser in the courtroom scene, and the Satan has a very deep and personal accusation, but how personal it is depends on the different Mefarshim who see it in a different way. Beis Vayomer Hashem el HaSatan. So Hashem said to the accuser, so the accuser is standing there to accuse Yehoshua or the Jewish people of offenses, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even let him speak. Hashem says to the accuser, Yigar Hashem Becho HaSatan. Hashem rebukes you, accuser. May Hashem denounce you, Satan. So it's interesting that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is speaking words saying, may Hashem rebuke you. It's a kind of third-person situation. Rashi and Mitsudo say, how dare you prosecute this great man who is a holy man, who has done all the right things, even though those around him have not, as we're going to see. V'yigar Hashem b'cha ha-bocher b'Yerushalayim. And may Hashem, who has chosen Yerushalayim, rebuke you. So it's not just that your prosecution of Yehoshua is unfair, incorrect, wrong, but also it's the Hashem who is going to rebuild, who chooses Yerushalayim. So Ibn Ezra says that this is the downfall and destruction of anybody who impedes the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Halo ze ud mutzal me'esh, and this is always a fun one to lane in the Haftorah because there's a mercha kafula, which is among the rarer of the trop. The shalshelas, everybody knows the mercha kafula doesn't come up as much. It's a gershayim under the word. It's too strechlach under halo ze ud mutzal me'esh. And I'm not 100% sure about how to lane Amercha Kefula in Haftorah Trup, so I do it the regular Parsha way and integrate it into the kind of minor key melodic structure of Haftorah. In any case, this is a brand plucked from the fire. This is a fire brand saved from the fire, referring to Yehoshua. So, or Radak says redemption from exile. But most see it as Yehoshua Kohen Gadol himself, that the Kohen Gadol is a firebrand representing Kahuna that rebuilds the Beis HaMikdash, the general rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, Abarbanel says the fire is on Yochus, who persecuted the Kohanim, and the firebrand are the Chashmonoim, who led the rebellion against these Greek oppressors. So the firebrand saved from the fire is a Jewish heroic figure. But in the meantime, Gimel v'Hoshua ha'yalavush begodim tzoim. Yoshua was dressed in filthy garments. Tzoah, human excrement, so it's filth of a very deep kind. It's not something that can easily be laundered away. V'omed lifnei ha'malach, and he stood before the malach. So what are the filthy garments? So the Gemara and all the Mefarshim say that this is a metaphor for the idea of children of Yoshua's who married women unfit for kahuna. In Sefer Ezra, and in many of the Mefarshim, it is more explicit than that. In the Art Scroll, they only say unfit for kahuna. They kind of downplay it a little bit. But almost everybody else says it's non-Jewish women. They intermarried. They picked wives in the comfortable galus of Bavel who were, of course, unsuitable because they were not Jewish at all and did not come from the Jewish view of the world and the Jewish way of life. And so, of course, their children aren't even going to be Jewish halachically if they didn't convert. They took non-Jewish women to their homes. Did Yoshua himself do that? No, he did not. But he's condemned for being passive while his descendants are being over on this. And Rav Mendel Hirsch says that the idea of Satan is the personification, he says, using also a little from Rav Shanfrel Fol Hirsch, sensuality. Their lusts for women, in this case for completely unsuitable women, are forcing them into a very bad direction. Satan, Rav Shanfrel Fol Hirsch says, is the attractiveness of sin itself. It's unchecked. Now, it is interesting that some scholars, the Das Mikra, who's a modern scholor from the 1970s who wrote a parish on Nach, says that historically speaking, timeline doesn't work because this vision is approximately the year 520 before the Common Era, and Ezra's battle against intermarriage among the Jews occurs some 60, 65 years later, in 458 before the Common Era. It's weird to count down rather than up with dates. But that means that Yoshua's descendants probably hadn't even intermarried at the time of the vision, and some of them may not have been born yet. So how can Yoshua be held accountable for failing to rebuke them? So later, the word avon is used, and those Mefarshim and others, including, I think, the Ibn Ezra, says that it is not Yehoshua himself whose family went wrong, it's all of Klal Yisrael who went wrong, and Yehoshua, as the Kohen Gadol, who is fit to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the representative of the nation, and so he's being taken to task for the leaders who didn't stop the people from straying off the path.